Here at Focus on the Family, we want to help you and your family thrive in your faith. That's why we've released a free audio program with 30 days of Bible readings. Listen to passages read by Adventures in Odyssey characters Whit, Connie, and Jason. And we hope it's a helpful tool for your family to incorporate Scripture into everyday life. Just a few minutes a day, that's all it takes. Go to bringyourbible.org/readwithAIO. That's bringyourbible.org/readwithAIO.
Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
When you become a new parent, you're not always going to get the most encouraging advice. If you have an infant, somebody might say, well, just wait for the toddler years. It's only going to get worse. Or you might hear somebody say, wait until you have a second kid. That's when it really gets hard. I don't know why babies bring out naysayers, but sometimes that happens. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta. Danny heads up our parenting and youth department here at Focus on the Family. And Danny, what's your advice for graciously handling some of those negative comments that new parents are going to get? I mean, how do you hold on to the mindset that children are a blessing?
Well, you want to just take it in. Whatever they're saying, listen to that. It's their own journey. And maybe you look at it through compassion for their own journey. Each journey for each parent is unique and different, even in the same household. One mom may recall the toddler years as really fun and exciting, and the dad may see it completely differently. So just know that you are going to have your own unique moments, and each age and stage will have its challenges, but it's also its really good moments. And remember that everything is temporary, even the really good moments and the difficult moments. Just come alongside your child in this journey as they grow up and enjoy the moments because they go quickly.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Seize the moment, carpe diem, look for the simple gifts. Try to smile as much as you can about something along the way. Focus President Jim Daly and I recently talked with Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley and author Suzanne Goslin. And together, they offered some encouraging advice for expectant parents.
Now, how did you anticipate having a child was going to change your marriage?
I think I was a bit naive and idealistic going into having our first child. Kevin and I had only been married for 6 months when we found out that we were expecting. And so we were very firmly in the newlywed phase and just loving life together. And thankfully, we had a great foundation of that 6 months so far. And I really wanted to protect our marriage and continue the newlywed bliss. I was pretty firm that I didn't want that baby to change a whole lot, but more add to the joy of our family. So that was great intentions, but it played out a little bit differently. So I wasn't fearful, and I don't think Kevin was fearful. We were very excited about having a baby. It was more that we were a little naive.
Greg and Aaron, what are some of the things that couples can do when they hear the news, the great news, you're going to have a baby? Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us, we had been married 1 year and 1 month when we got the news that we were going to have a baby. It was kind of earlier than what we thought. And our marriage was at a place that it needed to be strengthened. We've told lots of stories about the things that we went through. Those stories that we tell, you know, the laundry bag and on all happened during that first year of our marriage. So when we found out we were pregnant, we knew that we needed to strengthen our relationship, and we really needed to get serious about this marriage relationship so we could be great parents. We on our second anniversary, our first was 1 month old. And so we really became intentional about growing individually. And we also did some counseling to really strengthen our relationship. And it started us really on the pathway of forming a healthy marriage.
You know, at that moment, though, what's so hard is if you're on rocky ground in your marriage and all of a sudden you hear the news, I'm pregnant, I would think many new expectant moms panic because they feel it. They sense it's not a perfect spot. It's not a healthy spot. What do I do now? And so often in the Christian community, it's kind of a switch. We're all this way or all that way. But you're saying what I'm hearing in your answer, work on both. You've got the capacity. Don't neglect your marriage or neglect your child. Mm-hmm. You got to, you know, concentrate on both. Is that fair?
Absolutely. And we would, that's the encouragement we would give always, is that this marriage relationship has to be strong so you can parent these children well. They need the security of this. So the greatest thing you can do is strengthen the relationship.
Now, how do two busy people concentrate on that when it's every, in our case, Troy, our second, was every 2 hours he was awake. Jean in the morning, I mean, she was exhausted. I tried to help, but I wasn't equipped for that feeding time and all that.
You know, for me, the biggest thing that I learned was we have to fight what culture is telling us.
And what is it telling us?
There's some awful messages out there that your life is over. You guys, you know, never will be the same. Your marriage won't be the same. You're not going to have the time. There's a burden. Mm-hmm. I think we have to fight that. That was one of the most important things that we did. I walked out of a visit to the hospital where we're just doing Lamaze and, you know, they're showing us around, never feeling more discouraged and depressed in all my life. Just what they were saying, the messages that it's all changed. And almost, I literally looked at Aaron and went, what have we done? This is your fault.
That's right.
Not really.
You started global warming, Greg.
You know, yeah. And I had to fight those messages and realize that, you know what, the truth is that it's different, but not a bad different. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. It's actually, I had to realize that it's what we make of it. We can take initiative. We can decide. Aaron and I decided from the beginning that our kids would be a part of our family. They would not be the center of our family. That, as Aaron was saying, that our marriage is more important than anything else next to our relationship with the Lord. Our marriage has to be that solid foundation. And that was a choice, a decision that we made, so that when our second anniversary rolled around, about a month after Taylor was born, we made a decision. We're going to get a babysitter and we're going to go out and we're going to celebrate and we're going to have a great time. And that's, we have trained our kids from day one that when, for example, 8 o'clock rolls around, you guys, it's your bedtime. This is now mom and dad's time. If you get out of bed, if you come and ask us for water, whatever they're going to do, then you owe us that time tomorrow because you're taking away from a time that we're building and strengthening our marriage. Our kids have learned that, and they respect that in many ways, but that's the right message.
Aaron, I got to ask you, though. So you have a baby. 1 month later, you're out for dinner celebrating your anniversary. Are you not thinking constantly about, I wonder how our baby's doing?
Yes.
I mean, that would be Jean. Jean would be going, I got to call the babysitter.
Yep. The great news is my babysitter was the labor and delivery nurse who helped me in the hospital. She was my friend. And so we were able to leave Taylor with her. And I knew she was in good hands and she was a grandma. And I think we actually went to a local amusement park and rode roller coasters. And it was so
I know how to spoil
fun.
Her.
It was, and so we were having a great time, but it was hard to leave. Oh. But I find that to this day, it's always hard to leave as a mom, but it's worth it. It's worth when we get away, when we go off and have our time together, and our kids know that we might be speaking to a group of couples, but it's strengthening our relationship.
Well, Danny, it is true that parenting an infant is exhausting and that sleep deprivation is going to take a toll on both parents. So what is your advice, your positive advice for parents in this stage?
Yeah, get some sleep whenever you can. No, it's really about encouraging one another, coming into each moment knowing that you may need someone off the bench, and that's your spouse. Know that support from one another is needed. Start with that expectation that, hey, I'm going to need to ask for help when I need it, and your spouse is going to need to do the same. And being together as a team in this is crucial for conquering the sleepless nights. There may be nights where you're completely tired and exhausted. Make sure you're openly communicating that with your spouse and saying, I need this. And as a spouse, listen to that, because there may be moments that you say, I need this. Mm-hmm. And team up, because the diapers are going to keep coming. The hunger is going to be there, and you're going to be the ones responding. And I remember in our marriage when there was some of those frustrating moments and we were having a moment of silence between my wife and I. We said, you know what? We can make this marriage either a really good, like a 9, 8, 10 marriage, or make it miserable. But it's up to us. So let's solve this together and figure out what number we're wanting and what's needed for that. And really it comes down to do I really understand the emotional world and what's going on? What are the demands on my spouse? And how can I come alongside of that? That begins to relieve a lot of pressure off the marriage.
That's good. And I would only add, find somebody that will encourage you in this matter. Find an older couple, you know, maybe 10, 15 years down the road that has some wisdom that can step in and give some help along the way. You don't want to do this alone. And here at Focus on the Family, we have all sorts of great resources to help you as a parent and as an expectant parent. If you enjoyed the conversation today with the Smalleys and Suzanne Goslin, be sure to look for Suzanne's book on our website. It would be a great gift for any couple welcoming their first baby. It's called Expectant Parents, Preparing Together for the Journey of Parenthood. And when you get in touch today and make a donation of any amount, we'll say thank you for joining the support team by sending a copy of that book to you. Donate by clicking on the episode notes or call 800, the letter A and the word family. And it may be that you're a relatively new parent or you've been at this for years. No matter, Danny has a great book. It's called The 7 Traits of Effective Parenting. It's going to help you honestly examine your parenting patterns and see what your kids really need. Look for that in the episode notes as well. And next time, a candid conversation for exhausted moms with young kids. It'll be helpful. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny and the team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Find fun for your kids just a click away.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club, where your 8 to 12-year-old can find trusted, faith-building entertainment in a safe online club. It features almost every episode ever, plus special monthly club-only episodes and content, and a Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine subscription. Sign up today. Just go to aioclub.org/radio.